This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is, my time. You can check your iPhone, better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here on a beautiful Tuesday in East Tennessee. Check us out on Swain Event TV, Facebook Live, and Periscope. That is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. If you are traveling, you can check us out a couple different ways. You can download our free Swain Event app for Android, Apple devices. Check us out there. Interact with the show on the text box. Give us a call on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. That telephone number is 865-200-5503. If you are cruising around Knoxville, you're cruising around Blount County, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Good morning, individuals. How y'all doing?
Too blessed to be depressed.
Too blessed to be depressed.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Man, I'm doing unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great day today. Best day of the week, Tuesday. And we are approaching... June is flying by. We're already at the halfway mark of the month. And before you know it, here in about 4 months, we will have, or 4 weeks, we will have SEC Media Days. So we're about 4 weeks away from SEC Media Days. A lot of new coaches that will be speaking on behalf of their football teams and really getting used to being a head coach in the SEC. Looking forward to that. And then about 6 weeks from now, you have the start of fall camp, and I'm telling you, it's going to be here before you know it. This is our third week on radio, and so that time has flown by. So before you know it, we're going to have fall camp. We're going to have the quarterbacks competing. We're going to have all our newcomers cementing their roles for this football season. Brandon Kennedy's, the Killer Christ, the Mondre Londons, and Tennessee is probably not done adding people. I'll just say that. There's a chance they could be adding more folks to this team. So they're looking, and there's a possibility that this team could be adding another possible grad transfer.
What is the cutoff? Because you run out of summer classes here in a couple weeks. You run out of the opportunity to enroll in summer classes.
I mean, you can always go to second session.
No, that's what I mean. Second session starts in
July.
First week of July, right?
Yeah, first week of July.
So is that it, or is it the start of the school year?
Well, I don't know the grad transfer situation. So
that's true.
Does he really need to go to summer school? I don't think so. If he already has his degree, I guess the advantage of getting here as soon as possible is getting acclimated to.
Yeah, you get more time.
Yeah, the new coaches and getting in and moving in and getting in shape, which I don't see why he should be out of shape if Tennessee's going to add another player, because he's had this option of being a grad transfer for some time and should be prepared to compete and go at his new school. But Tennessee is exploring adding another player. exploring. Does it mean it's going to happen? No. But they are exploring adding a defensive grad transfer. So we'll see what happens there. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And let's get to the phones, and let's get Andy in here. Let's see if Andy is awake. He's been on hold for about 10 minutes, about 10, 12 minutes. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Wonderful, Andy. Wonderful.
Well, I know that we've had a lot of big, huge prospects in Knoxville this weekend. All I want to say is, I know we probably won't get all of them, but...
Won't get all of them.
Only time will tell, but we only worry about the ones that we don't get.
Worry about the ones that we get, Andy. That's what you mean, right?
Right.
Yeah. Worry about the ones we get.
We don't worry about the ones we don't get. We worry about the ones that we do get.
Exactly.
Because that means that they want to be here, and they want to come to Rocky Top. And that's what it's all about. So I'm so fired up about this season. Like, I mean, between these special events that y'all been having and stuff, and letting us fans come and spend time with y'all VFL, that means a lot. And you know, that's like Lane Kiffin had said, us fans, there's no other fan base. Well, I'm sorry, SEC, but us Tennessee fans has got the heart, and that's the way we're going to keep it. So that's the way I hope them recruits look at it, is they want to come somewhere where they're going to be loved and supported no matter what. That's all I got.
Well, thank you, Andy, and Andy, you are a special type of fan, my friend. I tell you, for you to travel down and be a part of, you know, National Signing Day event there, Dead End Barbecue. You don't live in Knoxville, and then for you to come down again on Saturday and be a part of the Tennessee Legends autograph signing, and these are the coaches that participated in the youth camp, and Andy was in line, Andy was there, and so really appreciate you. I remember years ago, I caught wind of how schools were recruiting against our passion as a fan base. And it's very smart. And the way that the other schools were recruiting against Tennessee's passion, the passionate fan base, was they were telling kids, hey, yeah, Tennessee fans will love you when everything is going well, when they want you. But those are the same folks that if you play bad, they'll be attacking you. And so we just have to be really, really careful to not make those schools that are recruiting against Tennessee right. Because sometimes, you know, we've seen some of our players block our fans. I won't name any names, but block our fans. Some of it's justified. A lot of it is not. We've seen players react and be on the defensive and just be a little sensitive at times. That is the day and age we live in. Everyone's a little bit more sensitive than they were 10, 15 years ago. But that is that's the day we live in right now. But, yes, we do have a fan base that's unlike any other. And you're talking about a heart. Oh, we got a heart now. To even still have one after what's going on in the last 10 years will definitely point to us having a heart. We do have a heart. And, you know, it's about our time. It's our time to get back. I won't say college football is better when Tennessee is good because I think that's personally silly when anyone says, you know, college football is just better when Texas is winning. No, that was pretty good last couple of years, you ask me. I mean, I thought it was pretty fun. Oh, well, you know, then college football is better when Nebraska's winning. No, I didn't miss Nebraska.
There are certain programs.
I'm
I guess
fine. I was just fine.
I think about that. There are certain programs that move the needle in a national way, and I think that is good for the sport. And some of those programs are in the dumper right now, including Texas. I think Texas is one of those. Is Tennessee one of those? Obviously, it moves the needle in a big way in the Southeast.
It's a top 15 program. You know, when we sat down over the summer last year and started to talk about what makes a top 10, top 15 program. Mm-hmm. There's several. Several things that go into it. It could be your current success. It could be your past success. It could be your fan base. It could be the support. It could be total wins. There's so many different factors that go into, okay, what makes a top 15 program? If you weigh very heavily on current success, then you can say Central Florida is a top 15 program. But if it's a combination of prestige, fan base, booster support, total wins, recruiting, all that stuff. I think Tennessee, if everything is included, Tennessee is a top 15. I won't say top 10, but I'll say top 15. I think Tennessee is one of those programs that when people think about power programs that should be winning consistently, Tennessee is one of those programs.
Tennessee, when clicking on all cylinders, is 100% a top 10, top 15 program. But as it sits today, Tennessee is not a top 20 program.
So you're weighing more on what's going on today.
Yes, but not in the sense of what you said about UCF, because that's a one-year period. I look at it more from a decade perspective. I think there's a pretty large sample size that over the last 5 years, at least, minimum, that would say that Tennessee is not that's a fine. Top 15, top 20 program. It's unfortunate, but when you look at all the dysfunction in administration, the results on the football field, kind of, there's been some scandals here and there, everything. I do include the chancellor getting fired a little bit. I kind of consider that a little bit of a tie-in. So I just think there's been too much dysfunction over the last 5-10 years to put Tennessee in the top 15, top 20 in programs.
That's fair.
But I would argue a little bit. You're talking about all the dysfunction that Tennessee has had. The coverage of Tennessee's dysfunction suggests that Tennessee's a top 15 program, though, because when Tennessee has dysfunction in this big way, every national outlet covers it, and it gets a ton of clicks and gets a ton of coverage.
You're right. But
I think if Tennessee is not as consequential of a program in the national landscape, that doesn't happen.
That maybe so, but the New York Mets, the New York Knicks are covered on a daily basis, and everything that happens with the Knicks and the Mets is blown out of proportion. That doesn't mean that they're one of the best teams in baseball, one of the best teams in the league. Just because you have a ton of people covering it doesn't mean it's a top 15, top 20 program on the field.
Well,
I see both sides.
If nothing else, it has, for whatever reason, it has intrigue on a national level.
I mean, the Cubs hadn't won a World Series in 100 years, and they were still covered to death when they were going 40 and 120. That doesn't mean that they're relevant on the field just because they have a lot of media coverage.
Well, Tennessee, I mean, look at Tennessee football, and they are still pumping in the most money of 99% of the
college football. And that's a credit to what Tennessee can and should be.
Yeah, I mean, so it just depends on what you weigh, you know, heavy on. Is it just total recent success? If it is, then I get it. I understand. You don't want to put Tennessee in the top 20, 25. I 100% understand that. But if you factor in all the things that I've mentioned with prestige and donor support and recruiting and a little bit of history, total wins, then historically, yeah, Tennessee is a top 15 program. And I'm one that you will never see me in an argument with a Vanderbilt fan or any type of fan bringing up the past. I can't stand doing that. They kicked our butts the last couple years. I'm not bringing up what happened in the last 25. I think that's a weak argument. I think That is when you don't have anything to say, is when you go start talking about what we did 25 years ago and 20 years ago. I understand that the past is the past, and to a certain extent when you are having these conversations, but Tennessee, I'm not going to sit here and say that a team winning is better for college football. That's Tennessee included. I think college football is great, period. Whether Texas is good, whether USC is good, whether Nebraska is good, Florida is good, Miami. There's so many powerhouses. There's no way that all of them are going to be good at the same time. We're talking about 15, 20 schools that have some of the same resources as Tennessee that consider themselves powerhouses. There's no way they could all be good at the same time. We would definitely have to expand the college football playoff if that was the case. So, Texas, if you're sorry this year, as long as Tennessee's good, that's all I care about. If Alabama's sorry, as long as Tennessee's good, that's all I care about. So, I don't really agree with the whole, well, you know, college football's better when USC is good. I just don't believe in that. 865-200-5503. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Take our first break of the day. Stay with us here on the Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was office furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, don't wait. Shop any Better Mattress location right now. They are doing major spring cleaning. Over half the floor is half off. Get that guest bed you've been thinking about for a great price at Better Mattress. They're making way for new inventory and have incredible deals that won't last. The Swain Event listeners get the first chance. The sooner you go in, the more choices you'll have. These are going to go fast. With just 2 weeks before new models hit the floor, Better Mattress needs to make room, and you are hearing about it first. Shop the spring cleaning liquidation sale at Better Mattress right now. Half the floor is half off. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
And you know this, man. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. You tell them, Jeff. Tell them who they're listening to here in the morning on 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Hour one, Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Charlie, you had some stuff there on the comment section of the Swain Event live broadcast. What you got over there?
Yeah, I got a question from Adam Ba. He says, after the last four coaching changes, as a fan, I'm tired of getting excited by a new coach and 3 years later being disappointed. Aren't we all? And then he asks, do you think there are more fans with a wait-and-see approach?
Yes, because I'm one of them. I am tired of new coaches. As much as I've seen from Jeremy Pruitt, that makes me think he's going to be pretty dang good here. That thing's going to be all right. I still find myself checking my emotions just because it's been so many coaches over the last 6-7 years. So I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those fans. And I'm right here in the middle of it. I'm right here in the middle of it. And I check myself and sometimes have to take 3 steps back. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of fans out here that are in the wait-and-see approach with this football coach and with this staff. And I guess that's good and bad. I guess it's kind of bad because it would be great if everyone was head over heels and everyone was going crazy and wild and like they did 2013 after, you know, bought in just a little bit there. But it's also good for Pruitt because he is a prove it instead of talking about it type of guy. He is an action first type of coach. And so he doesn't need all the hype. He doesn't want all the hype. All he wants to do is just coach ball. So it kind of works out for him. But, yeah, I totally agree and believe that the fans are like that because I'm like that. I'm in the wait-and-see mode. You know, over the weekend, a lot of our former players were in town. And, of course, they always ask me, hey, man, we got us a football coach. Is Pruitt going to be okay? How we looking, Swain? What we going to do? And I said, man, I think we got a football coach, man. And we'll see how he coaches in-game situations, but he's going to recruit. He's going to coach them up. They'll be developed. But we'll see what happens when those in-game decisions hit. And he has to make a decision on 4th-and-1 on the opponent's 1-yard line. Is he going to kick it, or is he going to go for it there in the first quarter? Is he going to refer to a chart? I mean, is he going to have a feel for in-game situations? That's what we will be able to tell this fall, but there's a lot of evidence that support him being successful at Tennessee. The only thing is, I wish we could like interchange Lyle and I wish Pruitt was here in 13 because that's when the league was down. That was when Tennessee had a lap lead on everyone else. Remember, 2013. That was the year that that was a time where Missouri started to kind of go backwards, and Gary Pinkel was 13? Out around that time. I think Missouri went to the SEC championship game there in 13.
They played Auburn.
Played
that
Auburn,
year.
Yeah. But after that, Missouri started to go down a little bit. Gary Pinkel steps away. Georgia gets a brand new coach in Kirby Smart, who's now entering his 3rd year. Florida had a brand new coach in McElwain. South Carolina had a slump, even with Steve Spurrier. His interest in coaching wasn't the same, so they were struggling a little bit. Then they insert Will Muschamp. Never mind. But the East was wide open. I mean, it was down. It was there for the taking.
You had a head start.
It has never been easier in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, you had a head start. Coach Jones was here a couple years. You had pretty good recruiting classes. You had yourself a franchise quarterback. It was for the taking. And then Georgia lapses. And because of that, here we have Pruitt. And now Pruitt is trying to work from behind to get back on top. And it's like, man, I wish we would have had Pruitt in 13. Just things would have been different now. But, hey, it is what it is. Things happen for a reason, and we'll claw back, and we'll scratch and fight back, and we'll see what happens. But I know it's going to be a lot harder now than it would have been in 2013, because Georgia's going to be really, really good. Florida's going to be better. Don't know how much Dan Mullen's going to do at Florida, how dominant he's going to be, but he's not going to be an offensive guy that's only going to get you 10 points or two touchdowns or struggle offensively like Jim McElwain did. I just don't think that McElwain's Mullen's going to struggle offensively. I just don't believe that. And so you're going to get a better Florida. You're going to get a better South Carolina because they are now getting the attention of prospects. When has South Carolina been able to beat Tennessee in recruiting? When has South Carolina been able to say, okay, here's a recruit that Tennessee wants?
Not until Muschamp got there.
Yeah, Tennessee wants this guy, and this player is choosing to go to South Carolina instead. Usually it's been, okay, Tennessee does not want this guy. I will take him because, you know, he just doesn't want to go to Tennessee. Well, we are recruiting head-to-head against South Carolina now. So that's not going to be a pushover at all. So the league is tougher. But we got a better coach. Your definition of being successful, is it East champions every single year? I think it's hard to say today because what if you have a season where Georgia only loses one game and Florida only loses two games and, you know, you're right there in the mix but you don't go to Atlanta? That might happen.
Well, that's kind of what mine and Brad's point was with Tennessee basketball the other day last week, is that Tennessee basketball could have a phenomenal season and then run into a buzzsaw in the tournament, and that kind of makes the season maybe look like a failure when it really wasn't. Yeah, you want the team to get to the Final Four, and that should be the expectation should be to win a national championship. But you never know that with the highly touted recruiting class at Duke, what if they turn out to be the best recruiting class of all time? And then that translates onto the court to being one of the best basketball teams Duke has ever had, and you run into them in the NCAA tournament. There's unknown factors when you have a good football team, when you have a bad football team, when you have an average football team that you just can't account for until they kind of pop up.
I see what you're saying, and you know, I know we have had some really good conversations on that topic. I'm just not afraid to say we failed. I'm just not afraid of doing it. And I understand there's always little wins and little victories inside of a big failure. If you have a goal of making $100,000 in a year and you fail that goal, but you're making $95,000, you're still kind of winning a little bit in Knoxville, Tennessee, you know. Right. So I'm okay with making a huge goal, not reaching that goal, but also being able to point out some of the positive. And so that's why, for me, I'm okay with aligning with Lamonte Turner's mindset of saying, hey, we didn't do anything last year. We lost. And so I'm okay. If this team does not play well in the tournament, even if they have a great, you know, regular season, I'm okay with saying it was a failure. But being able to highlight some of the positive.
Yeah.
If your ultimate goal is to win a championship and you don't do it, there's no coming back. You have to burn the ships. You have to burn that bridge. Mentally, you are saying the goal is a championship. There's nothing else we're going to settle for. And when you don't reach it, hey, man, you could just say it's a failure. There's no problem with that, in my opinion. I'm not afraid of saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I just think at this point, Tennessee, in general, it's at its entire athletics department needs to go away from the attitude of moral victories. No more moral victories. We don't play that. And that's kind of what would be the case of, well, we made the Sweet 16, but then we lost to Duke. No. The goal was the Final Four, and you didn't win. And then that's okay. It was a solid season, but ultimately you didn't reach the goal that you had. And and it's okay to call out a failure because it's what it is. And so I just think that it's been a decade of dancing around saying that Tennessee's been a failure. and I, you know, I'm tired of it. And I think Jeremy Pruitt's not going to play that. Rick Barnes definitely doesn't play that. And I say bring on the expectations. I think Tennessee football is in an advantageous position right now because there are no expectations. You know, I think you could come out with a real underdog attitude and maybe catch some people off guard at this point. But
it's not the expectations that I disagree with, y'all. The expectations should be Final Four or national championship, 100%. I don't like saying on, what is today, June 19th, in the middle of the summer, when the Final Four isn't until next April. Mm-hmm. I don't like saying, oh, if they don't make the Final Four, the season is a failure, because we have no idea what factors are going to pop up.
Yeah.
What if a freakish injury happens in the tournament? What if
that's a different thing?
But that's a possibility. That's why I'm saying.
But that gets a pass.
Let me finish that. But should it? I mean, because right. That's my point.
Because that's a factor out of your control.
Let me finish. Which is why I'm saying on June 19th we shouldn't be saying if they don't make the Final Four it's a failure, because we have no idea if Grant Williams' injury pops up, if the Admiral Schofield injury pops up and he can't play in the tournament. Which is why I'm saying wait until they lose in the Sweet 16 and then say, okay, the season was a failure because they didn't make it to the Final Four.
That's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
I get that. I totally understand that 100%. I think for me, and I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole again, but for me, the 2015-2016 season was so annoying in the offseason because we know dang well why we fell in love with Tennessee football. And that is because of games where you're beating Miami in the Sugar Bowl, when you're beating up on Florida, when you're beating Alabama, and you are making a run for championships, and you're being dominant like Tennessee was in the late 90s and 2000s. That was probably your most prideful time as a Tennessee Volunteer. And we have folks sitting up here acting like 9 wins with the 12-win football, with the 12-win talent
caliber team
was okay, because they got sucked into the propaganda mm-hmm. of Tennessee. It kind of reminds me of like a politics where like you have one side or the other, and I'm just going to be honest, both sides are crazy to me right now. I can't stand politics. I get on Twitter, I get back off, and I see stuff just out of control. But anyways, it's kind of like politics. When one side wants to prove their point, man, they'll do anything to make it seem like it's like it was the right choice. And that's what we were doing in 2016 and 15. It's like, wait a minute, man. This is NFL talent, but you're trying to sit here and tell me that 9 wins is okay with NFL talent just because it's year 3? No. No. And so I guess that's why I'm so anti more victory, like Charlie was speaking to. I'm more, hey, you have the talent, go do it, and there's no excuses, because that's kind of how you have to be wired as a football player.
I agree.
There's no excuses. And so it's really hard for us as football players to stop having that mentality. Once it's ingrained in you, high school, college, and you play in the pros, you're not an excuse maker. You're just not. It is, did you get the job done or not? And that's kind of how I am now. And maybe it's because of football, and maybe it's because of Lyle Jones always finding ways of making excuses. I did see a video from a recruit where he said Roll Tide. I don't know how I ended up watching it, but
where the recruit said Roll Tide?
No, was it the recruit put out a video, and I think they were in Nick Saban's office, and the recruit was like,
and Butch Jones,
and my boy Butch right here, and Butch throws up the peace sign, and then Butch says Roll Tide in the video, and I was like, I was laughing like man,
I need to see this video.
I was like, man, that's so weak. But it just makes you think about how fickle these coaches are, man. They're not loyal to a school. They're only loyal to a paycheck. It's just the way it is. 865-250-503. Swain and Vince, stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen. They have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers. Not to mention, they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Up goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
So an idea was brought up during the break of playing this Bush Jones video. There's just no way I'm going to allow Roll Tide to be said on this show.
But you said it like two times last segment.
Not like that. I was saying what he said. I'm not saying it
you
like that.
You could have bleeped it out.
So we need to bleep out the tie part. Say roll beep.
Correct.
So. Or that phrase is now a cuss word on the show. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. It's kind of like Harry Potter and how it's like he who shall not be named. Those are the words that shall not be said.
I saw the video and I just laughed. I mean, I thought it was funny. I thought it was kind of cute, to be honest.
Well, and just Butch looks so goofy in this video. He's standing there just looking weird. Well, just not talking. He's not talking to
because
anybody.
Because he's waiting on Saban to tell him to go get him some coffee.
Yeah, he's there to fetch Saban's tea, and he's just standing there looking weird by himself.
He's still on punishment and, for when he let the boat run out of gas on the lake.
Yeah, so he's on suspension. He's on house arrest.
He's in timeout.
And the guy with the camera turns, he's like, here's Coach Butch. First of all, it's intern Butch. Let's get it straight. And then Butch gives the peace symbol. Like, I don't people on the – he literally does this for everyone on the video.
So he did a sideways piece?
A sideways piece, like, in front of his face. And then the guy turns the camera and Butch goes, we're all tied, or whatever he says, as the guy walks off.
I think it's funny, man.
He's still in timeout.
That's terrible.
Oh, man.
From the boating incident.
Dude is getting paid $30,000 in that job.
Yeah, but he can afford that considering Tennessee's paying him.
Oh, he can certainly afford that. But you gotta pay me more than that.
No.
To ever get me to say Roll Tide, my goodness.
Apparently we don't have to pay you anything to get you to say it.
You either do that or you don't do anything. Because I'm pretty sure those opportunities were very, very
slim.
That's true.
It was either
that's a good point.
Intern in Alabama or high school football coach.
Yeah.
Position coach.
No. It's either intern at Alabama or Sir Chip Dip.
He's not even at the
local mall.
He's not even a Bruce Pearl who's going to just, you know, glide into TV and be good there. He's weird on TV. So.
Yeah.
Because he's that charismatic.
Weird.
Not at all.
Weird. You know what's also, that's not even weird. It's just pretty dang cool. Is Alvin Kamara, you know, every year they do the top 100 NFL players. And I like it because I like the way, like, it changes based on what you did that year. You know, J.J. Watt was on it one year and he didn't even play. I thought that was hilarious. He did drop a little bit, though. But he was still on it. Alvin Kamara comes in at number 20.
Wow. I saw this last night.
Number 20. Alvin Kamara. First of all, I'm just so happy for him. He deserves every bit of success that he's getting. He is a guy that is comfortable in his own skin. He cares about other folks. He works hard. He's humble. He has a sense of humor. I love me some Alvin Kamara. I'm so happy for him. So happy for him. It is so hard to think of Alvin Kamara's success. I try not to do it. I try to just think about Kamara in the NFL, think about the good times. It is so hard to think of Alvin Kamara without bringing up the fact that he was underutilized. Oh, I can't do it. I've tried so much.
It's like peanut butter and jelly, that you just can't go one without the other.
He will forever have that legacy, I think, with Tennessee is just look how awesome this dude is and how awesome he could have been at Tennessee. I think that will always, in the minds of Tennessee fans, it's just always going to hang over. I don't think that will ever
And it's
away.
Hard not to.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I tried it yesterday to go, okay, let me separate Alvin Kamara and his success in the NFL away from the lack of being utilized at Tennessee. I just, it's hard to think about one without thinking about the other. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's really unfortunate because he had so many big-time plays at Tennessee that you kind of forget about the touchdown at Vanderbilt when he broke every person on that defense off. I always remember the – I guess it was – a punt return maybe for a touchdown against Bowling Green? Maybe it was just a long run where the guy tracked him down because he was looking at the video board, but then he kind of stayed upright. He didn't come to the – he wasn't tackled and scored a touchdown. I always think of that play. And then
– the gold teeth, the battle at Bristol.
Yes, just so many awesome Alvin Kamara moments. The picture of him walking across campus with his books standing on his head in practice.
He was so happy.
There's so many awesome Alvin Kamara moments.
A&M game, you know, we lost that game, but
– he was phenomenal.
My goodness.
One of the best plays he had at Tennessee was that long – play on a halfback screen he took to the other end of the field where he ended up fumbling, but kind of the moves that he had to get down to the other side of the field and near the goal line were incredible. And it's just unfortunate that when we say Alvin Kamara in Tennessee, you also have to say Butch Jones underutilized him.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Man.
It is what it is. But
politics got Alvin Kamara there, Tennessee. But I will say, for Alvin, it was the best thing that ever happened to him. Because imagine if he had a little injury there against Alabama where he got hit on the thigh on the sideline. We play Alabama at home. Imagine if Butch Jones used Alvin the way he should have been used. Is Alvin healthy right now? Is he able to do the things that he's doing in the NFL? I don't know. But you look at Alabama, and Alabama runs their players into the ground. Yes, they're tough, and yes, they dominate the college level, and they play very well. They win championships. And honestly, I'll sign up for that every day of the week here at Tennessee. But once they get to the NFL, they are beat up. I'm actually surprised that Mark Ingram is still playing. I'm surprised.
I am too.
Now, he won't be playing the first six games, because he will be suspended because of PED.
He's been popping up Scott Cochran.
But my man Alvin Kamara is going to have the spotlight all on himself. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that Mark Ingram is still playing right now. But Alabama, man, they run those players into the ground, and they are hurt by the time they get to the NFL. You look at my man that was drafted by the Redskins 2 years ago.
Not Deron Payne.
No, not Payne.
Not Jaren Reed.
He was drafted by the Seahawks.
Ah.
I'm looking at his face. Jonathan Allen. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was hurt last year. I mean, these guys they get beat down, and by the time they get to the NFL, they don't have much left in the tank. So the blessing in disguise is the fact that Alvin Kamara was fresh. He had fresh legs. He was able to go entire rookie season and not have any type of wall, any letdown physically at all. And that's the good thing for Alvin. It stinks for us because we didn't get enough of him. We didn't see him be used right, and maybe he would have helped us win more games.
Yep.
Let's get to Josh on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. How are y'all this morning?
Man, fellas? doing well. How you doing, sir?
Hey, doing good, man. It's Josh, a.k.a. Hillbilly Bopper. I give my full name today.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, man. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in. You guys were talking about, remembering Kamara and remembering, the guys that have been under Bush. Man, it's kind of hard, for me to go back and pull from the Kiffin era going forward, through Dooley. I mean, it's like a haze to me, fellas. I don't know why. I mean, but it's just a haze. And now I'm just sucked in with Pruitt being coach and hating Butch with every being in my body. I mean, I know hate's a strong word, but seeing that man coming through the ball walk last year, I was at the Georgia game, which was a horrible debacle, and at a few other games, it just gives me chills because I hate Bama so bad, and
I'm with you.
I'm at this point I think that this is the new legacy that with Fulmer and Pruitt, and I'm so excited. You guys get me pumped every day, and hey, I missed the show yesterday. I got to hear Peerless, yesterday, and it was good to hear him down here in Atlanta. But it's a good thing to hear you guys talk about this. And, man, watching Kamara play with the Saints, and hopefully I get to see him play here in Atlanta again, an NFL uniform. But, man, it's just I hate it. I hate it, for those younger guys that man, they went through the ranks. I remember Cedric. Cedric Houston, I got to meet Cedric while he was out in Arkansas and
mm-hmm.
got to hang out with him. And, remember, Travis Henry, Travis Stevens, those guys that come up and work through it and use well, Swain. And, I just agree with you guys 100% that, there's going to be some loss. But, now these guys are like, hey, we're here. They're still part of the university. And I hope that Pruitt does make them come back with those alumni events and get to see everybody for the vault, if they even bring it back. Are they bringing back the program, the Vol for Life program, the VFL program?
Yeah. C.J. Faden is the VFL director, and that position has been moved to where it's not just, you know, with football. It's not in the football, necessarily in the football complex, and his office may still be there. I'm not sure. But his position is under the AD, Coach Fulmer, and he'll be working with more teams, all sports, and helping them transition from the playing field or the court or the pool or whatever to real life. And he'll be interacting with some of our donors and stuff too, probably being involved in fundraising. So C.J. Faden will be wearing several different hats. But he is the VFL director. It's just not the same responsibilities as Anton Davis had last year in years past.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for taking my call, fellas. I just wanted to weigh in on that. I hope you guys have a great, great day. And, man, it's hot down here in Georgia. I'm ready to come up to North Lake next week.
So. Hey, man, it ain't much different here.
It is, yeah. It's hot as Hades here, too,
It is. It was 95 degrees yesterday. It is hot here, too. So.
But we got good lakes.
865-255-03. Got to take a break. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 20% chance of storms today, partly sunny and hot with a high near 92 and a low around 72. A 30% chance of the same tomorrow with a high near 91 and a low around 72. Thursday, there is a 50% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
I am giving my attaboy today. I'm going to the MTV Movie and TV Awards that took place yesterday. Chad Boseman was given the award of Best Superhero. And during his speech, he called up Mr. James Shaw Jr., who was the Waffle House hero that grabbed a gun of a shooter and saved lives. And called him up to the stage and recognized him for being the true hero and gave him the trophy and said the trophy is going to live at your house. And so Chad Boseman, who plays Black Panther in the box office record-breaking movie, giving attention and love to James Shaw Jr., the Waffle House hero. So I'm giving my attaboy to Chad Boseman today.
That is very cool. I like that a lot.
Chadwick Boseman is awesome. Also played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42.
Yep.
42 and Black Panther, two of my favorite movies of all time. 42 is probably my second favorite baseball movie out there behind Major League. So I love Chadwick Boseman. Really cool of him to do that.
I'll use Attaboy a little bit for a plug here. Attaboy to former Vol Derek Furlow. Because he came on the Players Only Meeting podcast last night. It was for an hour and 20 minutes. Incredibly generous with his time. And he is doing some really cool stuff. He's an author now, motivational speaker, trying to help guys in college sports transition from college sports into the real world, and doing some really cool work. And, you know, it's a little bit of a plug, but also he's doing some really awesome stuff. So I'll drop that in there.
He has a really interesting story. I think everyone has a really cool story. So you'll hear me say that, because I think everyone's story is unique, but Derek's is unique too, because you know, he was a walk-on that turned it into a scholarship player. But even before that, he was being looked at by several schools to be a scholarship player. But an injury during a college visit, during a camp, derailed his entire senior season. And so he didn't play his entire senior season. He goes from living in Georgia to living in Arkansas because of his stepfather moving and wanting to get back to Georgia, to go to Georgia, because he wanted to go back home. But then Tennessee was the only school that wanted to bring Furlough in after he tore his ACL, because they had saw some 7-on-7 film of him working. And so he earns a scholarship, and then he uses his platform to go out and make an impact. And he just saw a lot of his teammates and other players that after football, they just was a fish out of water. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to go on and make anything of themselves without football. And him seeing that void, he decided to write a book about it, and he's putting a curriculum together to help guys with life after football and after sports. And so, really cool. I encourage folks to go and listen to that interview. It's really good stuff. And it's cool to see his growth, because I remember when he came in, he was the roommate of my little brother. And so he's my little brother's, you know, best friend. And my brother came in and was here on the football team for like a couple weeks before academically he had to walk away, because some of the credits that that he received from Chicago to Huntsville did not carry over, and it hurt him when he was here in Tennessee. So he decided just to be a student. So really cool story from Furlough. I encourage people to go and check out the Swain Event Plus interview for this week, which is Derek Furlough, Players Only Meeting.
My mom texted me last night. She was listening to the Joey Kent interview.
Oh, boy.
Excellent interview.
I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
And suggested that there be ratings on the Swain. jokingly suggested that there be ratings on the Players Only Meetings from now on.
Maybe. Yeah, it did at the end, because we had to ask Joey, when he played for the Titans, we had to ask him about a certain myth about Steve McNair.
Yes.
Whether it was true or not.
No, she thought it was funny.
It cracked me up, that's for sure.
I had to ask him, man. I heard so many stories, but I had to ask him. And it was totally out left field, but it was.
I think it threw Joey off more than anybody else.
Well, that was the point. Yeah, that was the point, to throw him off. Yeah. If you don't know, get Swain Event Plus and go listen to the Joey Kent interview. It is hilarious. Really, really, really good stuff from Joey Kent.
And Derek Furlough is posted now, too, SwainEventPlus.com.
So. Yep. Good stuff. 865-255-03. B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 2 coming up.